Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
How is everyone? What has gone on? My name is Chris, this wonderful woman. Her name is Kira.
Hello.
And joining us on the phone, let's give him a big round of applause, is Ian. Hey, Ian, what's happening?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Ian, of course, it's Thursday. We haven't had a winner yet this week. And I'm hoping that, you know, you're going to be the one to take us out of that, okay?
Well, I'm hoping so too. So I was thinking you might be able to accumulate all the money for the days that people haven't won, you know?
Hey, look at Ian. Ian's a businessman. Ian is a businessman. Ian, let's take baby steps, okay?
Okay.
And let's start at the beginning and let's... firstly, where are you in the world, actually?
Limerick.
And I don't know if that's a Limerick accent, though, is it?
No, it's a London accent.
Oh, right. How long have you been in Ireland?
10 years.
And which would you say you enjoy more, London or Limerick?
Be careful now.
We'll say Limerick for tonight.
Okay, right. Good.
If I win the money, sure, I'll say Limerick forever.
But yeah. All right then. Well, look, we'll have him bought. What do you do with yourself?
Just working at the moment in retail. So
oh, very good. Cool. Very good.
Keeping me busy.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, Ian, I'm excited. And I have high hopes for Ian, okay? And look, I think that Ian's going to do well. Here's what we're going to do. I'll explain it to everybody. When we first got here, we thought, you know what, having to pay that old license fee is it's a bit of a feck, in fairness. Let's be realistic. It's a little bit of an inconvenience. You know what I mean? So,
I do.
Yeah, exactly. Ian knows what I'm talking about. So every... week, twice a week, every Monday, every Thursday, we get people on the phone and we play the Win Back Your License Week quiz. So Ian, here's how this is going to work this evening. Kira is going to ask you as many questions as she can in 60 seconds, okay? So in 60 seconds, Kira is going to fire at you as many questions as she can. Okay. It doesn't matter how many you get wrong. It doesn't matter if you give a stupid answer. It's not like you get negatively marked or you don't lose anything if you give a wrong answer. So all we need you to do is give 10 correct answers. When Kira starts the first question, that is when we are going to start the clock. And Ian, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Kira, are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay,
Ballinasloe is in what county?
Pardon?
Ballinasloe is in what county?
Oh, Mayo.
Who sings Fine China and Don't Wake Me Up?
Pass.
Minestrone soup originates from what country?
Italy.
Which hip-hop group released the album Fear of a Black Planet in 1990?
Pass.
The Ballyhale Shamrocks is a hurling club in what county?
Kilkenny.
Who wrote Carrie, Misery and It?
Pass again.
Bondi Beach is in what country?
Pass.
No, you know this.
Yeah.
Down Under.
Australia.
Sarah Harding and Nicola Roberts were members of what band?
Saturdays.
What Irish playwright wrote Translations?
Pass.
Name Ashton Kutcher's character in 2.5 Men.
Pass. Don't watch it.
What town in Donegal hosts the Sea Sessions Surf and Music Festival?
Again, my mind is gone.
They were difficult. Also, the irony of it, a poor English lad gets a load of regional geography questions about Ireland.
I saw that.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to know where half this shit is in England if I got the equivalent question. So, look, let me go through how many you got. I don't think you did that badly. 1, 2, 4. You got 4.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's not bad. That's pretty decent.
They were difficult, especially with the Irish geography in them.
Yeah.
Sure.
You got minestrone. Which is Italy for soup. So look, Ian, I'm sorry, because those were...
That's okay, man. No worries.
No, I am... You know what? I've never felt this before, but you actually sound like you're sad about
you
this.
You sound like you're disappointed.
Yeah, Ian...
I just never knew a minute would go so fast.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. People don't realise it. Everyone's sitting at home thinking that they can do it, but it's...
When I'm listening on the radio on the way home from work, sometimes it goes so quick, and then, you know, or so slow, sorry, and then when you're on it, obviously it goes so quick.
Hey, Ian, as they say, it's very different when you're actually sitting here, you know, doing it, believe me, because everyone, you know, says, oh sure, it's easy, I could definitely do that, but as you've said, and you know, it's very, you know, honest of you, it's not so easy when you're actually under the pressure. So Ian, I'm sorry, man, but you sound like a nice guy.
So where do you prefer living now? Is it Limerick or London, Ian?
You can say London now because
you
lost. It's all right, you're allowed to say London.
We'll stick with Limerick for tonight.
Oh, good man.
Nice. I like it. Well look, Ian, man, thanks for coming on. All right, have a good weekend.
You too, sir. And there we go. Listen, lads, keep up the good work, okay?
Oh, thank
yeah, we
you.
Definitely will, Ian. Can we just give it back to him anyway? No, okay. No, oh, I'm being told no. Look, Ian, I'd give it back to you if it was up to me, all right? But look,
right, man.
Take care, okay?
Okay, lads, God bless.
There
Bye.
We go. God bless Ian as well. Oh, man.
Now I'm going to feel bad for the rest of the program.
I know!
Because he sounded
too.
Like such a lovely person.
Yeah, I like some of the feckin' ages we get on this. Yeah. Well, hey, actually, Ian, hold on. Can we, JJ? All right, JJ says we can send you a prize pack anyway. So,
all right, that's cool.
All right, yeah. Cool. There you go. Thanks, JJ. Yeah. Yeah, the usual merchandise like the 2FM bollocks. So look, that's something anyway. So thanks for coming on, man, all right?
No, I shall. Do you want me to adjust?
No, we'll get it. But look, there you go. Wowee.
Okay, well, I feel a little bit happier.
Yeah, yeah, me too. JJ, you can get... okay. Well, there you go. Good old Ian. Hey, you know what? If you'd ever like to come on and play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz, 51552 is the number. 51552. Let us know in the text that you want to come on and you want to play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. Give us your name, age, and where you're from. Send it to 51552 and hey, maybe we'll be in contact with you. Oh, good. I see JJ in the control room there now having a chat with him. Giving him his CDs and everything. Tell you. To give that to everyone who's like nice to us. We should just say that if you come on and you say really nice things about the show, you
get all these... And we'll give away prize packs.
Yeah. Mm. Why not? I think that's a good idea. We just bribe people into saying positive things about 2FM. It's perfect.
Then it wouldn't be true, Chris.
Who cares? Mm. Everything's a big lie anyway. So look, a man who I'd say on his deathbed will be saying, I lived, is the Galway player. Let's give him a big round of applause. Galway player, welcome to the show. Welcome to being on the phone. How are you?
Great. How are you keeping?
I can't complain, Galway player. All is good. I don't imagine I am living or leading quite the exciting life that you are, but hey, that's why you're on the phone with us, to try and make sure that all the men in Ireland can be the players that you are. Do you see what I'm saying? How has your week been, Galway player?
Pretty busy now. A lot of meetings, a lot of dates. Doing a bit of fitness. Started back doing a kind of a circuit training course lately, and it's really good. Because, like, you know, sex is really good for cardio and for the core. But, you know, every now and again, you need to kind of up it and, you know, to tone myself up, to keep in the top shape that women, I suppose, are expected, you know, when they end up with the likes of me. So, yeah, I've been... you know, working out a lot this week, but I can see the benefit already.
Sure.
Well, your hand, I'd say.
I would imagine that it's a huge undertaking for you. I would say that you're constantly staying in shape. I mean, otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be the Galway player. I'd imagine it's quite rigorous. But look, good to hear you back at it. Now, before we get down to any business, let me tell everyone what is going on. This man on the phone with us, well, he is, in the words of many, mine included, Ireland's top male dating expert. Now, I mean, you might disagree, but I think once you hear what he has to say, you'll agree. You'll be blown away. He has a Twitter, which is @GalwayPlayer, @GalwayPlayer. As well as that, he also has a website, which is thegalwayplayer.com, and his book, Galway Player's Guide to Dating, or Shift and Drift, I should say, Galway Player's Guide to Dating, is in all good bookshops now. So, Galway Player, you come on every week, you give the men of Ireland advice on how they can be confident, proper, charismatic ladies, men like yourself. But also, ladies, I say this every week. Sure, Galway Player is on doing that, but you get to hear what's going on. I mean, you are in the opposing team's dressing room. You get to hear the team talks. You get to hear the strategizing. So this is a wasted experience for no one. Galway player, what are we going to learn about this evening?
Okay, well, I'm, you know, taking a slightly different direction to normal. I've taken on board some of Kira's criticisms. I do listen to what she says every now and again.
Okay.
And
what?
I am going to educate and help men in the way that I know best. So if you know, people check my website there, they can see that I write blogs about various parts of, you know, bits of male grooming, fashion and stuff like that. So tonight, I'm going to talk about the basic things that every guy should have in their wardrobe. We live in a country of terribly dressed people.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
There's no hiding for it. If I ever got into politics, one of the first things I'd do is actually set up fashion police. I'd have grants for badly dressed people. You know, I'd hire all these lovely bloggers, set them around the country, giving people tips and advice. So here are a few basics, you know, that I'm going to give tonight to try and help guys. Five staples that every lad should have in his wardrobe that will make him look better and more appealing to the opposite sex.
Okay, well, look, I'm dying to hear this. I'm literally sitting here right now in black boots, Canterbury tracksuit pants and a black t-shirt. So,
okay, well, Chris, before you listen to the Galway player's advice,
yes,
why don't you turn around and listen to me, who's only been saying it to you for about, oh, I don't know, 6 years now?
Well, why don't you see what the Galway player has to say first? Maybe he'll get further in these next 10 minutes than you've ever gotten. Are you okay, Galway player? You haven't fallen over, have you?
Oh, no, that would be awful. No.
Oh, good.
After dropping one of my awards there, sorry. But anyway.
You're dropping one of your awards, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay. Because every week I'm nominated for a new one.
Sure.
This week's best blog in Galway, so, you know, I'll just replace that one.
They're just all over the place, right?
Just come on and just tell us, what do lads need to have in their wardrobe?
This is cool, though.
Kira, this is one of the few areas I agree with you on, is fashion. You actually have good taste, you dress extremely well yourself, but also you're always giving Chris good advice, so I think we're going to get on tonight, if you can relax, okay?
Okay. You two try and be friends, okay? Guy player, I would love to hear some of your fashion tips, please, because I know that it's very important.
Very important. One of the essentials that every guy should have in their wardrobe is a navy blazer. They're an extremely versatile piece of clothing. They can make anything look preppy, sporty, formal. You know, it's very, very versatile. And it just can be thrown on top of a t-shirt or with a shirt. It's just something that will make most outfits. So every guy should have a navy blazer in their wardrobe.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree, would
you? It's funny. No, I wouldn't disagree at all. Chris, do you have a blazer in your wardrobe?
No.
No.
I kind of have a blue jacket thing.
No, it's not the same thing, Chris.
But it looks like I got it in a pawn shop.
It's so funny, Guy player. I actually came close to buying Chris a blazer at Christmas. And then I was like, what am I doing? I'm not his sister. I'm not his girlfriend. This is not my job.
Yeah, and you just bought me a hoodie, which was way better.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was brilliant. See, Kira now has just given up and now gets me things she know I'll use. Kira used to get me all this kind of aspirational crap.
I used to buy him gorgeous shirts.
You should have seen the shirts I used to buy him. You know, I gave that to a friend of mine.
You didn't.
I did.
Is that the one you called the lumberjack shirt?
Yes.
You're an asshole, Chris.
Yeah. You know who owns it now?
Who?
Peter Ganley.
What?
No joke.
Peter Ganley owns the shirt that I gave you.
Yes.
For Christmas.
I gifted it to him. We'll talk about it later.
No, we won't.
Okay, fair enough. Galway player, I agree with you. Blazer, I've noticed they're very trendy, they're very fashionable, and as you say, they're very versatile. Look, I can't disagree with you there. What else is an essential staple of a sexy man's wardrobe?
A crisp white shirt makes every attire look sophisticated. Now, every guy should have at least one in his wardrobe for weddings, funerals, or just nights out. They look extremely sophisticated. You're going to look classy and, you know, a bit like me.
Sure.
On a night out, if you're wearing a white, it sets you apart. Now, obviously, it can't be an old one, grubby, you know, like the Dazz ads. It has to be pristine. It has to be well ironed, well pressed, good collars, clean. But a crisp white shirt should be in every guy's wardrobe. You never know when you'll need it, but it's brilliant to have there.
Sure. Now, go ahead, player. Open collared or like buttoned up with a tie? Should I wear it?
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. It's great. You can wear it either way.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I understand.
You know, so this is why what I'm saying today is very practical. It's things that you can have that aren't going to be over-the-top outfits that you can only wear every now and again. Because we're photographed so much now, and every event we go to is on Facebook and Twitter, and there's pictures of it everywhere. Years ago, guys only needed one suit and a couple of different shirts and ties, and they got away with 10, 12 weddings a year in the same outfit. Now, because of social media, they have to change up.
Yeah.
And this is what the guys in all the clothes shops in Galway are telling me, that fellas now have to make, they're being forced into making more of an effort and having a more extensive wardrobe because of Facebook.
Chris, do you have a crisp white shirt in your wardrobe?
No, literally no. I don't.
So
I don't.
What do you wear at funerals?
What I do is I wear a black t-shirt and then I wear like a cardigan over it, and then I put the black jacket, like a long black jacket I have, over all of that.
Okay.
And then black shoes, black whatever, jeans and stuff. And
Chris, you need to get a crisp white shirt into your wardrobe.
I need to step up my funeral game. You're dead right. I agree. Look,
not just for funerals, Chris.
See, this is how basic I am, though. See
for
the way,
a wedding, Chris.
But do you see the way even there I asked the Galway player, do you wear that open or closed? I know nothing about clothing. Nothing.
I've offered to take you shopping on so many occasions. So this is really aggravating me.
That would mean spending time with you, though, outside
of
here.
Guy player, so what's the third thing that every man should have in their wardrobe?
Every man should have a good watch. Okay, gentlemen wear watches. I know we all have times on our phones and we can see it on computers everywhere, but every gentleman should have a decent timepiece. Okay,
amen.
A nice good watch, okay? I have 7 watches at the minute. They go with different outfits, different times, you know, depending on where I'm going, what I'm going to. But not everyone, you know, I'm into watches. Not everyone needs to go along those lines. But have a nice watch that finishes a suit. Well,
yeah, no, I find that a watch is actually a conversation starter. Like, I have, like, a retro Casio that I wear sometimes. I have a couple of different watches, and I have a retro Casio. And the amount of conversations that have started because of my retro Casio.
Look,
so
at you two agreeing with each other.
Okay, Chris,
this is brilliant.
Don't push this.
I'm really happy. My parents, who always fight, are getting along for once. And it's really nice. Guy Player, what is the next piece of attire?
Okay, a grey suit. Again, because it's versatile. You can wear that to a wedding, funeral, job interview. You know, it's something that, once it's fitted, not hanging off you, not, you know, baggy at the around the crotch area, so I wouldn't have a problem with it, or down on the ankles. You know, something that's well-fitted makes you look smart. As I say, you don't know when you're going to need the occasion to wear one of these, but it's important to have one of these in your wardrobe because it's a statement piece. It's, you know, it's safe, yes, looks smart. And that's what it's all about, being able to pull it out of the bag the last minute and go out there and be confident in yourself because you know you're looking the part because you're well-dressed in this nice suit.
Okay, I mean, I couldn't disagree with you there. And you know what? I do much prefer grey. Go ahead.
Yeah, the accessories, you know, can make it, can add to it then. You have your shirts, your ties, you know, the watch, whatever kind of shoes you're going to be wearing with it. All these different things can, you know, set it apart and set the tone for the occasion that you're attending. But having the basic grey suit there is
what key. Would you think of men wearing Dickie Bowls, Guy Player?
From my research, apparently they're gone out of fashion again. Now, I've attended events recently where they're all the rage, and I have a number of lovely Dickie Bowls myself. But apparently, from the most recent fashion weeks, what I'm hearing is that they've seen their day. It was short-lived, but they're gone again for the time being. But this is the thing with fashion. It's so subjective. You look at every different blog, every different website has different opinions. Like, the next thing I'm going to talk about is jeans. In some bloggers are saying that bootcut jeans are coming back. No. Others are saying they'll never come back. So it's very subjective. One famous puts a pair of bootcut jeans up on Instagram, Pinterest, whatever. All of a sudden, they're back. You know, it's very funny.
Very cyclical, or very fickle. But even I know bootcut jeans are horrible. Like, even I'm aware of that.
See, this is it. And this is why what I'm talking about tonight is the staples, you know, the safe things that aren't going to go out of fashion.
Sure.
They're the important things that once you have in your wardrobe. Because, like, there's all, you know, we're all going to look back in years to come and say, oh my God, I can't believe I wore that. Whereas you're not going to do that with these blazers, with these suits, what I'm talking about.
No, I hear you.
The fifth thing I'm going to talk about, and there's a lot of, you know, things that didn't make the list, like slim dress shoes. A man bag. I can't go anywhere without my man bag. It's a lifesaver. Funeral coat. Like, funerals is going to go 2 times a night. We're living in Ireland. There's always bad weather. We're always going to funerals. Let's be honest. Every fella should have one in his wardrobe. I'm not being morbid or disrespectful. It's the truth.
No, my funeral game is pretty strong, if I'm honest with you. I have that catered for, and I have that down perfectly. So, because I know you can't show up at a funeral looking disrespectful. So I have that down. I do have that down, but that's really it, more or less. So, go ahead, play. What's the fifth item?
The fifth one is straight leg jeans. Okay.
Okay.
I'm all for skinny jeans.
What color? Sorry to interrupt.
Well, the darker probably the better.
Sure, cool, okay.
If you're going to have just one pair. Now, I'm reading things there where you shouldn't ever wash your jeans, or you shouldn't at least wash them for 6 months because it damages the fibre and all this. There's crazy stuff out there. But denim is making a massive comeback. And in fact, Roscommon suits, as they call them, double denim, is on the way back. Apparently, the hero piece of this season is the denim jacket.
Wow, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, so, please don't get a denim jacket.
I'm going to get a cool denim jacket.
No, Chris, don't get a denim jacket.
It'll be worse than his leather jacket.
No, it'll be like his leather jacket.
I'm going to look like Jay Leno from the 90s.
Okay, do you know what,
Guy
Player? You've
really
said
cool.
enough now. You've said enough.
Yeah. what is it? Does he? Oh, JJ's telling me out in the control room, Nicky Byrne wears double denim. So there you go. He's bringing it back, Guy Player. Yeah,
obviously,
tell you.
They're cool. If Nicky Byrne wears it, it's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, all right then. So you're saying the denim jeans and a denim jacket, maybe?
Well, what I'm saying is definitely have a good pair of denim jeans. Straight leg is safer, you know, skinny, grand, if you've got the figure for it. But, you know, it's safer to have, you know, if you're only going to have one pair of jeans, make them straight leg. You know, they're going to look good. Like, I don't know any guy under 65 that doesn't own a pair of jeans. Like, everybody has and should have a good fitting pair of jeans, something that accentuates their shape.
Sure. Okay. No, look, cool. I hear you. I get you, Galway player. And I have to say, this is good advice. I think if I could follow these pieces of advice, I'd be doing okay. Like, really. I mean, Galway player, you have hit the nail on the head, I think. Those
well,
are definitely...
Well, you know, I kind of hit them on the nail on the head, you know, over the past couple of years, Chris, telling you what you should wear and offering to go shopping with you. But sure, look, go ahead now.
But when the Galway player said it, wow, I tell you, it really hit home, you know?
Did it, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Cool.
I really got it when the Galway player said it. So,
swear to God, Galway player, if I see Chris walking around in a denim jacket, I'm literally going down to Galway to assault you.
Just actually, despite Ciara now, I'm going to do everything on that list.
Oh, of course,
I'm going to come in on Monday with like a white shirt, a nice blazer. I'm going to have like nice slim fitting shoes like Galway player said, the dress shoes. I'm going to do it all. It's going to be beautiful. But look, Galway player, I love when you come on and when you chat with us. This is essential advice, I think, for the modern man. And I don't think anyone could argue with you there. So look, everyone go online, check out Galway player. His Twitter is at Galway player, at Galway player. His blog, or sorry, his website is thegalwayplayer.com. And listen, his book, Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating, is out now. Galway player, many thanks for coming on this evening.
It's a business doing pleasure with you.
I would say we're all well over our hangovers from last weekend by now. However, you never know. You always have to be planning ahead. You see what I'm saying? You always need to have other balls in the air and everything and know exactly what's going on. So let me welcome to the phone a very enterprising gentleman by the name of Asa Kitfield. Asa, hi, how are you?
How we doing, guys?
Good, good. Now, Asa, this is very cool because I've noticed you guys have been getting a lot of attention lately with this particular idea you have. The Hangover Club, Asa, you are the founder. I would imagine you're very much involved in the day-to-day running of it as well. Asa, what is the Hangover Club? Tell me.
So the Hangover Club provides IV hydration and vitamin infusion to the work hard, play hard crowd in New York City.
Wow. Okay. So now when you say IV hydration and all this kind of stuff, we're going to have to break it down a bit. So basically, my understanding is of the Hangover Club, supposing I'm, you know, really living life at both ends. I'm working hard, as you say, and then I'm also playing hard. And imagine I go out, I do it a little too heavily one of the nights. And then the next day I need to be back in action. I need to be my best. You guys can, and I don't want to paraphrase if this isn't true, but you guys can essentially cure a hangover.
Yeah, so what people do is they'll go on to our website or give us a call. They'll book an appointment, and we have a bunch of mobile nurses out in the city, and we can have a nurse come to your house in as little as 45 minutes. They'll hook you up to a bag of lactated ringers, which is basically IV fluids, intravenous fluids, mixed with some electrolytes for extra hydration.
Sure.
And then depending on how hungover you are, or what sort of vitamin infusion you're looking for, you can pick different elements. We've got three basic packages. The classic, which is basically just the electrolyte hydration plus a choice of one of our medications. Then we have the super, which also includes our super vitamin B mix. So that's going to give you some energy today, make you feel awesome tomorrow.
Cool.
But then if you're really hurting, or a lot of people book this package just as sort of an energy booster, whether they're hungover or not, it's called the Mega. This has our full vitamin infusion package, so it includes magnesium, a big dose of vitamin C, which is great for your immune system. We also have the vitamin B in there, and then we finish off with this really cool detoxifying antioxidant called glutathione.
Wow.
You know what? After a weekend of drinking wine, I think that I could probably do with the Mega.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's by far our most popular.
You say, because I noticed as well, interestingly there, you said medication. So does that mean that basically I'd be like, look, Asa, I need some of the electrolytes. Can you give me some ibuprofen as well? Is that kind of what it is? You can put in a little bit of that kind of stuff?
Yes. So we have two prescription strength medications that we use. One is called Zofran.
Okay.
This is a very powerful anti-nausea medication. So probably our most satisfied hungover customers are the ones who are cursed with the sort of pukey hangover.
Sure, yeah.
So they're sort of sitting there, they're hanging on to the porcelain throne, and they keep throwing up.
Yeah.
When our nurses get there, they'll hook you up with a little Zofran, Within 30 minutes, your whole day is saved.
You see, this is it, right? I find that the older I get, the worse hangovers I get.
Sure.
It takes me maybe 2 days to get over one night out now, which is really, really frustrating. And I can't do anything. I'm like, Kira, you're an adult. Come on, pull yourself together. So Ireland needs this.
Oh, God,
the world needs this. Because I think people always say to themselves, that's it, I'm never, ever drinking again. No, I swear to God, lads, I'm never, ever drinking again. And then we forget and we go out and we do it all over again. And we suffer the consequences. So I think this is a really, really good initiative. We need this.
Yeah. Oh, look, Kira, I hear you. That's why we have Ace on the phone.
Is it true that you set it up with a guy called Dr. Morris Beer?
Yeah. So Dr. Beer is the co-founder, director. He's actually been doing IV nutrient therapy in his integrative medical practice here in New York for years. And so, like, I got into this business. I sort of came up with the idea around hangovers. But what gets me really excited about this whole business is more of the health benefits. So the hangover side is, like, fun and cool, but the health benefits that IV nutrient therapy provide are really exciting. And so we're getting ready to roll out a whole other side to the business, which is focused solely on sort of the health and wellness, which what he has a huge background in.
Sure. So, okay. No, you make a good point as well, because obviously, as you say, the IV stuff is basically to rehydrate people who are hungover. But basically, I think we'd all be familiar with, and I'm sure that, I don't know if the brands are the same in the US, but these kind of like things, like they might be called Baraka or whatever, where basically you dissolve, we'll say, a vitamin C tablet in water and drink it. But basically, you're literally just hooking that up to people's veins.
Correct.
Yeah, awesome. This is a great idea.
Yeah.
But also it sounds like a great idea for someone. Okay, like I'll give you an example. Myself and Chris, we work nights. Okay, so come Friday, we are absolutely and utterly wrecked. I don't know about you, Chris.
No, I'm a machine, Kira, but I see what you mean. Yeah, but I see what you mean.
So I find that on a Friday evening, I kind of need to go to bed early and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I should be out partying and meeting people. This right. sounds like the sort of service that I could call over to my house and be like, listen, lads, I need an L boost. Not even for a hangover, but I need a boost to give me the energy to kind of go out partying and then get the hangover.
Yeah, exactly. Asa, do you provide that as well? Do you provide like boosts that are non-related to IV drips for hydration just to make me pepped up and feel good?
For sure. So we've got like B12 vitamin boost. We have a whole series of NutriDrips, what we're calling them, that are rolling out here in the next couple of weeks that are designed for like energy boost or sort of just a detox. So taking the whole hangover side out of it, you know, focusing just on sort of the health and wellness benefits.
Wow. Okay. Now, you know what? This isn't even like, as in this keeps getting better, right? Because I'm looking at the pictures here. And by the way, you can check this out if you type the Hangover Club into Google or if you just head online and look for Hangover Club. This is so cool. I'm looking at some pictures here on a page I have in front of me. Did you guys like buy an old tour bus or something? And like, because I'm looking at this huge, it must be 40, 50 foot bus thing. And it says Hangover Club Mobile Hangover Lounge. And it's all blacked out and it looks really pimped. It looks like a proper tour bus. Is that part of the service?
Yeah, so starting on New Year's Day, we started a promotion. We ran our hangover bus, which I'm pretty sure is the first in New York City. So on Sundays, now select Sundays and holidays, we're going to run this hangover bus, just sort of making stops around the city. We've got a couple of brunch parties we're going to partner up with. It's just so that, you know, when we're really busy on Sundays, people have an option just to sort of walk on the bus and get the treatment or a vitamin infusion right away without having to wait.
Wow.
But as you can imagine, for the hangover side, our most popular service is in-home because people can't really pull themselves out of bed.
That's an even better service, though. Like, literally, I can go, Asa, look, man, you need to come to the house today, okay? I mean, you need to send one of the nurses over. I'm afraid it's a particularly severe day today. But here's another question, Asa, and I think this is also important. How long is this going to set me back? You know, from start to finish, how long is this going to take me before I'm back to being myself?
Well, so my personal experience with it, I'm usually feeling probably 10 times better within like 30 minutes. Like I'm usually feeling back to normal, like I didn't drink the night before, within like an hour and a half.
Wow, okay. Wow, wait, that's amazing. Because I tell you what, one of the worst things about a hangover isn't just the physical feeling of it, it's the guilt. It's like, I've wasted this day. You know, I'm sitting around
doing
nothing. You're not able to lift my head.
Yeah, you're basically waiting to go back to bed again.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes me feel even worse. So this sounds really good. Asa, can I ask you a question, though? And I don't know how difficult it is in the US, but I'm only imagining, I'm thinking to myself, in Ireland, I can only imagine, this would be a nightmare to set up. If you're injecting people with things, if you're offering what is, I guess, in a way, a medical service. I mean, are you a doctor yourself? Are you an MD or any of this?
So I'm not, and that's why I partner with Dr. Beer.
Okay.
Basically, he supervises all of the medical operations. He has put together all the protocols himself. But what's funny is that this is basically, or a lot of the basis around this is what they do in the ER, in the hospital. So if someone's super hungover or they're actually still drunk and they go into the ER, the first thing they're going to do is give them an IV, hook them up with some Zofran, which is the anti-nausea medicine, or if their headache's really bad, give them some Toradol. So some of this is based on what happens in the hospital.
Sure.
But you know, at the hospital, it's going to cost you $3,000.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to cripple you with debt if you go to the hospital.
Exactly.
Did you have to get licenses to do this?
All of our medical professionals are IV-certified registered nurses, nurse practitioners,
wow,
physician assistants, and then we have a few doctors on board.
Wowee. This is some stuff. I'm telling you, this is the future. That's what I'm saying.
We need this in our lives.
Guys, do you have like an app so that like instead of Halo, I can just, or Uber as you guys might use, I can just press it and you guys come to my house? Are we at that stage yet?
Oh yeah, so currently you can go on your phone. The website will work on your mobile phone. We are in development of building an app. So it's coming down the pipeline.
Awesome. Well, look, I mean, this is what I love about America. I mean, isn't this what America is about? It's about innovating. It's about new business ideas. And I tell you, if this takes off, I mean, who knows? I guess, though, one other thing we should probably get down to. I mean, we've gotten the cell, and the cell is amazing. But, Asa, what's this going to set me back? Like, how much lighter will my wallet be after all this?
Sure. So, obviously, it's cheaper when we can have multiple people at one place. But if you're all by yourself, the classic starts at $175.
Okay.
Super package is $219, and then the mega is $249.
That's not terrible. Like, I'm not saying that in the smartest way. That's really not the worst. I mean, especially for what you guys are essentially administering a medic. Sure,
do you know what? Yeah. We've all been there. We've all had the hangover from hell. I think that people would pay anything.
Oh God, yeah.
Anything not to feel the way that they're feeling. And yeah. I mean it.
Oh, there'll be times where I'd be like, I will pay $10,000. I'll take a loan out if I can get rid of this hangover. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Right.
Asa, I love this. I think it's genuinely really exciting. I think it's such a cool idea. And look, I mean, if you think about it, $175 at your house, and that's dollars. I mean, that is not the worst deal I've ever heard. A visit to your local GP or MD, that'll cost you like 60 or 70 euro anyway. You know, I mean, that's really...
Exactly, with your copay.
Sure, exactly. I mean, it's really not the worst idea I've ever heard. In fact, I think it's a brilliant idea. Look, Asa, we might check back in with you later on in the year. I wish you every success with this. I think this is an absolutely brilliant idea. Thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, of course.
There we go. Asa Kitfield, founder of the Hangover Club. I mean, what an idea.
I know.
What more do you want?
No, seriously.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, how about...
It would clean up in Ireland.
It would. I tell you, clean up.
Because it is so funny. You know that point I made? You know when you're just so sick?
Yeah.
And you're giving out to yourself and you're like, why did I do that to myself? I'm old now. I'm mature.
Yeah.
You know, why do I keep on making the same old mistakes again? I would literally give my life savings.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would give my life savings for someone to come over to my house and make me feel better.
No, look,
Chris,
we pay huge
money for therapists and psychologists in this country.
I know. Yeah. Why don't we pay it for this?
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, I hear you, Kira. I hear you.
Anyway.
That's Asa there. Asa Kitfield of the Hangover Club. Should really check it out. It's a really cool idea. Neo with Let Me Love You here on 2FM. Right, busy Thursday we've been having. My name is Chris, this wonderful woman. Her name is Kira.
Hello.
And joining us in the studio, as he does every Thursday, is friend of the show, DJ Mo K. Let's give it up for Mo K.
Yo.
You know what's so funny? Just when Mo came in, I was like, Jesus, Mo, I really like your hair. And then, you know what it turns out? I've never seen Mo without a hat.
Chris,
in the years that I've known him.
Chris, before you walked in, I walked in and Mo was sitting there and I went, oh, hat. And then I was like, oh, Jesus, Mo, is it yourself?
Yeah. I had never seen Mo without a hat. Can you believe it?
Hey, isn't that like your man Neo with that hat, is it?
Mo, have you ever seen Neo without his hat?
Yes, I have.
Oh, wow.
I don't look as bad as
Neo. No, you don't, Mo. You look lovely. You look...
It's an improvement then.
It is. I was like, wow, Mo's looking real fresh today. All it was Mo wearing no hat. Hey, also.
RTE won't let me wear a hat anymore.
Yeah, I've heard Mo's been banned from wearing hats. and bandanas and all that, because he was a member of the Crips, which not a lot of people know.
Knock the bandanas on the head. So I'm neutral now.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice suit you're wearing.
Yeah, Mo's laid down all his arms and everything. So, friend of the show, DJ Mo K comes in every Thursday because something very exciting is going on here in 2FM.
Yes.
There is a new urban music, hip-hop show, hot, fresh kind of sound that, to be honest with you, has not been on national radio for many years. And Mo is bringing it back.
Pioneering.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He's innovating. He's Kanye West.
Kanye West.
And he's in here because we're excited about it, quite frankly. Every Friday between midnight and 2 a.m., Mo is going to be in doing his thing. So tomorrow night, midnight to 2 a.m., he's having... Mo, how are you finding it? It's fun?
It's absolutely amazing. Couldn't be going better. I was about to call you Andrew for some reason. I don't know why I was going to call you
Andrew.
Does
he look like an Andrew?
That's all right, Mo.
You kind of look like an Andrew.
No, he would pass for an Andrew.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to call him Andrew for the rest
Andy
of the night.
And Andy kind of... Yeah, I could, I guess, I suppose. Yeah.
Kira
yeah,
and Andy.
Maybe I was talking
Andy
to somebody.
Andy and Kira.
Yeah.
Mm. No, well, but it's so far so good, Chris.
Thank you, Gerald. Gerald is in telling us about his new hip-hop show. And... as well as that, we're also going to have some fun with some of the quirkier and weirder sides of hip-hop news. Because you would not believe, right? The hip-hop world is almost kind of a universe in itself. You know what I mean? There's always news going on there. There's always people fighting with each other. There's always something happening.
There's always a scrap.
Isn't there?
Always a scrap. Yeah. Always beef.
Yeah, exactly. No one can settle down. So we're going through some stories and stuff. So Kira, I know, has one, which is interesting enough.
Yeah, poor old Monica Lewinsky, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows Monica Lewinsky from, of course, the Bill Clinton scandal, where
sure
he was impeached and she was working as an intern in the White House. But she did this TED talk last week. She's kind of come back out of hiding, Monica Lewinsky, and she's doing all these talks at the minute.
Sure.
And she has come out, she did a TED talk, and she said that she's been referenced in over 40 songs.
What is a TED talk?
A TED talk is kind of one of these inspirational online talks that people do. Isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, like they'd have them in universities and they'd have them in...
It wasn't about Dome or anything, was
no,
it?
No, there was no Dome mentioned,
well,
Mo,
actually,
as far as I'm
well,
aware.
Well, actually, now that you say it, right? So she said she was mentioned in over 40 songs. Actually, somebody compiled all the songs that Monica Lewinsky has been referenced in, and it's over 128 different songs.
Wow.
And here's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
Her name hasn't been mentioned as... like, her name has been mentioned as Monica Lewinsky, but also...
yeah.
It's been used as a term for oral sex.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
She's her own kind of language.
Yeah,
and everything.
She is. Beyonce, I think, had a song, I think in her song Partition, she had a sex partner, Monica Lewinsky'd up all on her gown.
Yeah, would that...
what?
Yeah, man.
How did I miss that?
And yeah, Mo, exactly.
You were saying to me as well, Nicki Minaj, one of her tracks, one of her vocals is Nicki Lewinsky.
Well, that's her alter ego, is Nicki Lewinsky.
See, this is it. So, and also they said as well in a lot of these rap tracks that she's used as kind of... historical milestone. So it's like they'll use the Monica Lewinsky reference to kind of report back to that time in the late 90s, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was kind of late 90s when
all
that
hit. Do you know, it's so funny. I actually, when I was thinking of this, because I noticed that there's one track I think that's missing here. I don't think it's on here.
Well, seemingly, she was referenced in Rap God by Eminem, Just Rhyming with Proof by Eminem. I don't know, lads.
Yes, I know even more about Eminem. I can go one better. He's the Scary Movie soundtrack. There was big controversy because Eminem says this. Hold on.
Hell, I'd rather be dead or in jail. Bill Clinton, hit this. You better than hell. Because any MC that chooses to go against me is getting taken advantage of. Like Monica Lewinsky came home in the fridge.
Isn't that brilliant?
Wow, okay.
Good old Slim Shady.
Yeah, he's brilliant when he's at his best.
Did you think that the two of those, you know, do you think that Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky honestly ever thought that over 128 songs would mention them and what happened in the White House?
Why is the rap world so intrigued with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky?
Lewinsky.
Lewinsky,
like, it's got
yeah.
a good kind of sound to it, doesn't it?
I guess.
It rhymes with whiskey.
It does. You know, Eminem's put her in loads of tracks.
Mm.
God bless him.
L. Bill Clinton, he never got a lot of flack over that, did he?
Like, no, well, he did lose the presidency.
Well,
so, I mean, there was that. But he kind of redeemed himself, I think. People don't really think about Bill Clinton in that regard.
Do you know
anyway.
What I've noticed? Rappers love Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, even, I think he's seen as the ultimate kind of pimp. You know what I mean? The ultimate man, the ultimate alpha male there, sticking cigars in Monica. Because one of my favorite albums growing up was Snoop Dogg's The Last Meal. And
wow.
So many of the tracks reference Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. There's even a thing where... they do a skit where Snoop Dogg goes to the press conference and starts asking Bill Clinton all the questions, and they use the actual answers that Bill Clinton gave at the press conference.
Wow.
But it's Snoop going, yo man, you getting your pimp on, and all this kind of stuff. It's amazing.
I'm just going to give you one last reference, right? This is Nicki Lewinsky. This is Nicki Minaj, obviously, and it's from her song Still I Rise. She declares, sex game kinky, jiggas call me pinky, F with presidents, I am Nicki Lewinsky.
Yeah, see, there you go. No? F with presidents, that's what she's on about there.
Yeah,
now I get it.
Yeah. Wow.
Nicki Lewinsky.
Jesus. Poor old Monica Lewinsky. I suppose, though, in a way, it's not the worst legacy. Like, it's very good natured, I suppose, in its own way. Yeah.
And Monica Lewinsky's kind of hot.
Yeah, she is.
She's a very attractive one.
Yeah, would you get dome from Monica Lewinsky?
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
And dome from Nicki Minaj might be nice.
Hey,
I don't
know. You never know. You never know. What about you, Key? You probably don't.
You know what, boys? No. Please.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, there you go. That is very interesting. But, wow. Monica Lewinsky. Hey, you know what? Listen to this as well. This is actually kind of cool. I thought I'd share this with you, given that we're on the whole hip-hop vibe thing. I remember, was it last week or the week before we were chatting about the fact that it was Biggie's anniversary?
It was the week before.
Yeah, well, I remember Mo and I and Kira, we were saying, like, it's calmed down a lot lately. There's not a whole lot of violence anymore, you know, it's all mellowed out. There's far less shootings.
It's really boring now. It's just people calling each other out on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. Yeah, like literally that's what it is.
Look how nerdy it's become. Yeah. It's people like saying that your Instagram isn't as nice as my Instagram. It's a lot more pleasant now, you're right. But I thought this was really, really interesting. Now this isn't some nonsense, like, you know, pop culture website that's done a bit of research. This research that I'm about to share with you was done by a music science professor in, I think it was, University of Sydney, right? And she's a professor of psychology and music at the University of Sydney. And what she did was, she looked at 13,000 different musicians, as in different pop musicians. So in that, she included everything. She included like rap, metal, punk, electronic, R&B, gospel, whatever, because it's all pop, if you understand what I'm saying. It's all pop music. And she went over the last few years and she looked at 13,000 different musicians, people who make a living being musicians. Now, obviously, not everyone is a global superstar, but you'd be surprised how many people could make a living out the music industry. So she looked at people in blues, jazz, country, gospel, rock, blah, blah, blah. She looked at everybody. She looked at 13,000 people and she compiled the percentage of each of those people that get murdered, not that die, that get murdered. So homicide, right? And it's normal enough. So, you know, 1.6% of all country singers get murdered. So that's a very small number.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Folk music, 4.4% of all folk performers get murdered.
Electronic is pretty big, 10%.
Yeah, electronic is up there. Punk rock, 8.2%. But listen to this. Rap and hip hop, 51% of rappers and or hip hop artists, their cause of death is murder. If you understand what I'm saying. So if you get 100 blues musicians in a room and they're all dead, you'd say only those two died from being murdered. If you get 100 rap / hip hop artists in a room, you'd say 50 of those died from being murdered. Isn't that something?
That is insane.
Isn't it?
It's insane. Nothing there for the gospel people anyway.
No, they're protected, I noticed. Yeah, I've noticed. God's looking out for them. Not
and
so much
the,
for...
the rock. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Rock's 3.6%. I mean, they're not hugely...
Yeah, but still, lads, come on. Rap, hip-hop, 51%.
It's like 10 times higher than everyone else.
Yeah.
So there's definitely still a bit of a culture there of gang, isn't there?
I can't remember the last high-profile rapper that was gunned down.
No, neither can I. I know that most recently, one of 50 Cent's crew, I think, was involved in a... Like, he was involved in a murder. Like, he was... But I think he was part of the person pulling the trigger.
I think Meek Mill's young protege was gunned down last year, I think.
Sure.
Before. Yeah.
Okay.
It seems to me that just a load of rappers are going to jail for tax evasion.
Yeah, that's the new one now.
That's a new one.
I think, speaking of beef, I think Tiny Tempa and Chip are going to box the head off each other shortly.
They've
got a beef going on, yeah.
Tiny Tempa? But
why?
He just seems so lovely.
Well, Chip...
What's going on?
Chip, I don't know, he has a chip on his shoulder or something, but he just doesn't like Tiny Tempa, and he went in on him on a freestyle on BBC Charlie Slott's show, Fire in the Boot.
Wow.
He went in for like a half an hour slagging him off.
You serious?
Yeah, Tiny Tempa hasn't come back yet. So.
Oh, when he does though.
Tiny Tempa seems like such a nice person.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Tiny temper seems relatively inoffensive. If I was going to start beef, the last person I'd started with is tiny temper.
Well,
you know,
this is it. This is it.
Yeah, good lord.
You could have started with Dizzy Rascal, but no.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, or leave Gibbs. Dizzy Rascal alone.
Yeah,
I'm Kira's a big fan of Dizzy Rascal.
We like Dizzy Rascal.
No, she does. She loves Dizzy Rascal. I tell you. Well, look. Before we go, Mo, I always enjoy when we have these chats. You have an absolute gem of a track for us. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with it. It's actually been a really good week for hip hop. We've had. I know you're a big fan of Earl Sweatshirt.
Yes.
And his album came out. Who else's album came out?
Well, of course, Kendrick's over the last few weeks.
Yeah. Pimp a Butterfly. Yes. And I was really excited about Action Bronson's new album. It's called Mr. Wonderful. Are you familiar with Action Bronson?
Not huge. I don't think most people would be. But he's US, right?
He's US.
California, is he?
He's from Queens, New York.
Fair enough.
He's a former gourmet chef of Albanian and Jewish descent.
Dude, okay.
Right.
So he's an interesting character. He's a big, massive red beard. He's big boned.
Oh, I know this dude. The big fat fella. Not being mean, but yeah, the very large gentleman.
Well, yeah, Mo said it nicer.
Yeah, I try to be nice about it.
But, the big fat dude, is it? Yeah.
He's white, isn't he?
He's a white guy, from Queens. And he's famous for his food. And when he does gigs, he brings a food truck and gives everybody free food in the whole land. But he's had about 10 mixtapes out now. He's traveled the world. He was on tour with Eminem. He did a world tour with him. And he's kind of independent, but this is his first album. It's called Mr. Wonderful. And the track we're going to get into is produced by the one and only Mark Ronson.
Yes.
And it features a Chance the Rapper. And if you don't like your ex-girlfriend, boyfriend, then you'll like this song a lot.
Hey, look, Mo could not have said it better. There's a particular verse in this and you're like, wow. But look, Mo, I have to tell everyone that you're going to be in here tomorrow night from midnight.
I am. I'm going to be in here tomorrow night from midnight till 2 a.m. Kicking off the weekend. Everything hip-hop and R&B covered.
Yeah. And listen, if you like what we're about to play you, you need to stick around for Mo, who's on tomorrow.
And get at me on Twitter at DJ Mo. Okay, cheers.
A few texts that we didn't get to earlier that I get to really quickly about hangover cures, because I know we had a dude on saying that he had the ultimate hangover cure. A lot of people say water before bed and they swear by it. Lads, I am exactly the same. A pint, at least a pint of water before bed, and you feel...
Sometimes I forget, though.
No, I'll tell you, the worst thing is trying to drink a pint of water before bed, because half the time when you're in that stage, you're like, I don't want water, I just want to go sleep. And, like, the effort of actually drinking a cold pint of water can be very, very demanding when you're in that situation, but you feel so much better when you do the next morning. I wouldn't have thought it was actually that helpful, but it really is. Also, a lot of people say they take Dioralite before bed. I've heard of that too. I know that Dioralite's main use is like if you're dehydrated from vomiting or from like being ill. But I guess these guys are one step ahead of the game.
Yeah. And also, Chris, I want to point out as well, I was wrong about Bill Clinton. In my mind, he was impeached. I know that he was on trial for impeachment.
You know,
but I'd forgotten about what happened after that. And somebody says, Bill Clinton did not lose the presidency over Monica Lewinsky. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah. And somebody else says, Bill didn't lose his presidency. He had full terms. He was impeached for lying about it, but he got away with it.
Exactly. So they tried to impeach him. But old Teflon Bill, you know. Slipped right through and came out the other side looking fine. But anyway, there you go. Every evening we finish the show with a review from Kira and also with the national anthem. So I would ask that you stand now, not so much for the national anthem, but for the review of the show from Kira. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Yes. So we start the show playing the Win Back Your License Fee quiz with Ian, who did not win back his license fee, but he was a really, really lovely person.
He was.
The guy player was on to tell boys about the top five things that you should have in your wardrobe. We had a guy on the phone, Asa, who has developed a hangover cure as such in New York City, where you can ring him to arrive at your door and cure your hangover. DJ Mo K was in the house talking hip-hop stories and telling us about his new show on 2FM every Friday from 12 to 2. We played loads of 90s music. And then, of course, we asked the wonderful Irish public what it is they're doing awake.
FM.